So this is a machlekes tov in Ishev Chayiv in Piri of Riv Yonat. Ula Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruka, the Yoma that his shita is al shneiim hu oime vayavaruch oisim alakim pruravu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruka holds an Ish also has a chiyuv to have children. Says so ma'ikal meima. And so there's only one mitzvah sasei shaloi azman groma that the Torah says in Ishev Pota. Only by mitzvah tam l'tayra. If so, learn out from there to all other mitzvahs I say. Shaloi azman grom and isha is also potter. How do we know to say the chayiv that you're learning it out from mitzvahs moira? Maybe learn it out from mitzvahs talmud torah that's a potter. Sumar says no. Mishum deheve talmud torah pidyon haben. Shnei ksum aboyin ki yechod. V'chol shnei ksum aboyin ki yechod ein malamdin. By pidyon haben also it's considered the mitzvah I say. Shaloi azman grom. Because once your kid becomes 30 days old, there's a chiyuv from then on to make the pidyon haben. And we have before p'sukim that an isha is potter from the mitzvah's pidyon haben. She has no chiyuv to make the pidyon on her own son. So if so, these two mitzvahs, the Torah says, an isha is potter. So therefore the klal is ein malamdin. We cannot learn out to other mitzvahs. Rather we say only these two mitzvahs are saved. Shaloi hazman grama is an isha potter. But all other ones, they're chayiv. Now the Gemara clashed over the Rabbi Yochanan and Baruch and Ami. Nehave peri of Rivia, O Moira, Shneik Suma Boin Kiyachod. His all according to Yechon and Bruka, we have now two mitzvahs asay, Shaloi Hazman Groma, that Anisha is Chayivin, the Torah says the Chayivin. According to Yechon and Bruka, Anisha is Chayivin, the mitzvahs Pru Revu, and the Torah also says that the mitzvah of Moira, that they have to have Kivir Avein. So if so, there should be the cloud, Vyain Malamdin. We should not be able to learn out to other mitzvahs. Maybe only these two mitzvahs, the Torah says Anisha is Chayiv. But maybe all other mitzvahs I say, even though it's shloi hazman groma, maybe still the potter. Samara says no tzricha. These two mitzvahs are not like extra. We need both of them. We need pru revu and we need the mitzvahs moira. The kosher rachmanu moira. The Torah would have just said the mitzvah of kibud aveim of moira aviyim. V'loi kosher piri of rivium. The Torah would have not written the mitzvahs esleif and isha to have children. Have I would have thought to say the pasuk says v'chib shua of rachmanu. That he has to conquer her. So I would have thought to say, Ish de darka lichbosh, a man that is a dare to go and conquer things, in he has the mitzvah of kibbutz, of pru revu. Vashenken Isha de yain darka lichbosh, and Isha is not a dare to go out to have fight, to war, to conquer, maybe loy, maybe with the potsas of a chibshua, by the mitzvah of pru revu, it would not apply to an Isha. Therefore, I need a special pasuk to say by Avorach Oisim Elokim Pru Revu. Torah saying to both of them, there's a mitzvah esay even for Nisha to have children. Now, because of Rachamon period of Rivia, the Torah would have just said it by period of Rivia Nisha Chayiv V'loi Kos of Moira, and the Torah would have not written this also by the mitzvah of Moira Aviyim. Have a minar would have thought to say Ish Disipek Biyod Elasayt In the man, the son that's going to be a man, that's a husband. He always has the right to be mechabed his parents, because he's the boss of the house. So therefore, he could take care of his parents. He has the chiv of Moira Avein. Mashenken Isha, a lady that's married, the ainsipik biyoda lasais, that's not up to her. She has a husband over her. She's not the owner of the house. She can't spend the money. She can't go to her father. Maybe loy. Maybe the Torah was never mechayiv an Isha for the mitzvahs Moira. So kamashmala no, that still there is a mitzvahs Moira. The first akasha of v'chivon the ain sipik biyoda lasois. No, this is part of the thing. Now v'chivon the ain sipik biyoda lasois loy techayiv klal. I would have thought to say since there are certain times when an isha, if she's married, she doesn't have the right to be mechaber her parents if her husband doesn't want. So tzricha, that's why the pasuk can know that still an isha is chayiv in the mitzvah of moira aviyim. Therefore, it's not considered like shnei ksuvim aboyin ki yechod. Therefore, we say by all mitzvah seish leyaz man grama no shemachayiv. Tomorrow says no honich leman diyama shnei ksuvim aboyin ki yechod ein melamdin. Then it's very good. So we asked before lemaid the Rashi has the other comment. Svin and neilav mitalmud Torah. The question is, why do we learn out from Talmud Torah that a mitzvah seish leyaz man grama no shemapoter? So you answer me because Talmud Torah and Pidyon Haben are two mitzvahs that say the Torah says the potter. So we say only these two mitzvahs that say Shaloi Hazman Groma is an Isha potter, but all others the Chayiv. So the question is, that's good if you learn Ein Malamdin. Ela Lamandi Yama Malamdin Ma'ik Lameima. But if you hold, even though the Torah writes something twice, It's not like so extra. Still, you can learn out to other places. So let's learn out from mitzvahs Talmud Torah and mitzvahs Pidyon Aben, that even though there are mitzvahs asay shaloi hazman geromo, still an ishas potter. So how do we know to say that the chayiv in such mitzvahs? So my answer is Amar Rava Pufnoi Yadi lo letaimei do milsa. Like Pufnoi, he knows the reason of this answer. Rashi says Talmidim shebe Pufnoi. His Rav is saying his Talmidim in Pufnoi Omani. Who is that? Ravacha by Yaakov. Shoyedab Pufnoi. He used to live in Pufnoi. But the Gemara in Baba Basra says, oh, he lived there. So Kitza, Rav is saying that the Talmidim, that is Ravacha by Yaakov, he knows the answer. Do milsa. Gemara says Omani. Who is this? Rav Acha by Yaakov, because Omakro, the Pasuk says, "For hoyu lecho liois al yodecho ulizikoroin beinenecho leman tia toiras Hashem b'ficha." It says here by the mitzvahs of tefillin, it says loshen of leman tia toiras Hashem b'ficha. Toiras Hashem mashma the home Torah you learn out from tefillin. So we say huksha kol ha Torah kudlo tefillin. Here the Torah is giving a hekesh all the Torah, all the mitzvahs. Adoyma tefillin, and we say mat tefillin mitzvah asay she zman geroma for noshim pturus. Just like by tefillin, it's a mitzvah asay she zman geroma that noshim are potter. So the klal is av kol mitzvah asay she zman geroma is noshim pturus. Therefore, this is the klal. Here you can't ask anything. Torah is clearly a klil hekish. They will learn out all mitzvahs from tefillin. That's as pasuk leman tia Torah Hashem b'picha. That all the mitzvahs learn out from tefillin, that therefore they're potter. Now the Gemara says, "Omida mitzvah sasei shazman geroma noshim chayovis." By mitzvah sasei shazman geroma noshim, omida mitzvah sasei shazman geroma noshim pturis. We're learning out now from tefillin. A mitzvah sasei shazman geroma noshim apotter. Mechlal, this should be the proof. The mitzvah sasei shaloi hazman geroma. Masha mitzvah say that's not holy in a special time. Noshim chayavis. Noshim achayi for that mitzvah. Because otherwise, what do you have to have the limit from tefillin? In other words, since we have to learn out from tefillin, that mitzvah say, shazman groma noshim apotar, it's mashma that the other mitzvahs, that shaloy hazman groma noshim achayi. So honi chulaman diyama tefillin mitzvah say, shazman groma. This is very good if you hold tefillin is a mitzvah say shazman groma, which means either laila you hold is not zman tefillin, or else Shabbos for Yom Tov you hold is not zman tefillin. Elo, but there is elo laman diyama. But according to the man diyama that says tefillin is called a mitzvah say shaloi hazman groma, if you hold tefillin is chayiv even at night times and even on Shabbos for Yom Tov also, he holds a chiyuv to wear tefillin. It's called the mitzvah say shaloi hazman groma. Then ma'ikel meima. Then we're stuck. What can we say? How do we know to say noshim apotar from mitzvah say shaloi hazman groma? Or else the opposite. It means they have learned out from tefillin, just like tefillin isha's potter. No, we wouldn't know then. Like then it comes out we would not know that mitzvah say shaloi hazman groma noshim apotar. Rashi learns the question is in Kain Ipchi Iklameima. We can say just the opposite now. Tishaloi hazman groma noshim pturus. In other words, that's still true. We still have the original hekish that tefillin is hukish to Talmud Torah. And we know Talmud Torah and Isha's potter. So we know for sure tefillin also an Isha's potter from. So if you hold tefillin as a mitzvah say shazman groma, it's only by daytime, not by nighttime, or else only in choil, not on Shabbos v'yom tov. Very good. So we're learning out from tefillin to all mitzvah say shaloi shazman groma that the potter. But according to this man the Yoma, that tefillin is the chiyuv all the time, even at night, even on Shabbos for Yom Tov. If so, tefillin is called the mitzvah say shaloi hazman geroma. And still there's a hekesh tefillin to Talmud Torah that an isha is potter from tefillin. So then the kasha should be, just like the potter from tefillin, learn out to all other mitzvah say shaloi hazman geroma that they should still be potter from. That's the kasha. If you hold tefillin, it has no time limit, so then all mitzvahs without a time limit, noshim should also be potter from. And we know the Mishnah says not like that. So my answer is like this. Man shamet le diyoma tefillin mitzvah asei shaloi hazman geroma. Who is this Tana that holds that tefillin is a chiyuv at all times? Even at night time it's a zman tefillin, even on Shabbos v'yom tov. That's Rabbi Meir. That goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Now, v'savola Rabbi Meir himself holds that Shnei Ksuvim are boying Kiyechod. He holds it's called Shnei Ksuvim here. And therefore, V'chol Shnei Ksuvim are boying Kiyechod, Ein Malamdin. That's Remeyah's Svar. So Rashi speaks out, according to Remeyah Lodidei, Lo Yitzrach HaKesha. According to Remeyah, we would not need this Hekesh to learn out from Tefillin. And Echlam, you can't learn it out from Tefillin. El or Rav, according to Remeyah, Kedegamrina Bereshit, like we learned at the beginning, Bebinyanav V'goma Maria. Learning out from mitzvahs oilus regal. To have a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, just like the mitzvah of oilus regal, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, it's only in the time of Yom Tov. The noshim pturis, then all of the mitzvah saseh shazman groma, noshim apotter. But on this we had a question before, the kashalon, liel, the nalev mi matzah vihakel, lichyuva, rather learn out from the mitzvah matzah, or the mitzvah hakel, that even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, noshim achayiv, so the answer is Remeyah Sova that Shnei Ksuvim are boying Kiyechod Ein Malamdin. Our whole kasher is if you hold Malamdin. But if you hold Ein Malamdin, then it's very good. You have two special mitzvahs that the Torah says, Noshim Achayiv, even though it's a mitzvah say Shazman Groma, Matzah and Hakil. So according to Remeyah, it's very good. Only these two mitzvahs do we say Nishas Chayivin. But all other mitzvahs say Shazman Groma, Noshim Apotter. So according to Remeyah, we do not have to learn out from Tefillin. We rather learn it out from Mitzvah's Eilu Regal, that Noshim HaPotah. So therefore, even though Tefillin, according to Remeyah, is a Mitzvah Saseh, Shaloi Hazman Groma, and even though here Noshim HaPotah, but true, only from this Mitzvah the Potah, but all of the Mitzvah Saseh, Shaloi Hazman Groma, Noshim HaChayiv. Alright, turn over. Then the Mishnah, then the Gemara goes by to the whole mitzvah loisasei. Every mitzvah loisasei, whether it's totally in his man, like matzah, chometz, whether it's not totally in his man, noshim achayivin. Mino anemili, how do we know this from? Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, v'chein tona the Rabbi Yishmoel. Omer Kvod, the Pasuk says, ish oi isha, ki yasu mikol chatas odim. A man or a lady that does any achet, chatas odim. That she says, she has to bring a korban. So, Hishva HaKosiv Ishal Yish L'chol Oinshin Sheba Torah, that anytime you get a punishment like being over Loisa say where there's an Oinish involved or a Malkus involved, the Torah says here there's a Hekish of Ish L'Isha. Therefore an Isha is also in the Pasha to receive punishments, which means she's in the Pasha of Oinshin of the Lavs. The very Abelezer Tono on my quarter Pasuk says Asher Tosam Lefneyim, he's also to put these Halochis in front of them. So, Hishva Kosev Ishal Ish L'chol Dinim Shabbat Torah. And no Dinim. And Dinim has to do with Lava Le'sigzo, not to steal. So therefore you see by Dinim, and Ish is also in the Pasha of Choshen Mishpat, not to steal. So this Lav of Lavim apply to an Isha. T'vechizki Yitona, Amma Kvodah Pasuk says, Fehem Ish Isha Isha. You have to kill a man or a lady to do a chet. So therefore, Hishva Kosev Ishal Ish, there's a Hekesh here, L'chol Misa Shabbat Torah. For all Misa, any time they do something wrong, that the Chayiv Misa, that the Chayiv, so Rashi says, she is Chayiv, a Horgan Aleim, Misa, v'chein Ashar Kaifa. Now the Gemara says, we need all these Limudim here. The Yashmin and Hach Kamaisa from the first Pasuk of Ish, Ayisha, Kiyasim, Kochatas Adam, that they have to bring a Korban, Mishum Kapora, Chas Rachmonolo. Maybe only to bring a Korban for a Kapora, the other Torah had Rachmonas upon the Isha, and said she could also bring a Korban. Maybe by halachas of choshen mishpat of stealing this and this to come to Bezdin, a man is a derech to do this, not a nisha. So maybe nisha is potter from dinim. Kamashma, no, nisha is chayiv in dinim also. Now ho mishum, you know why nisha is chayiv in dinim and choshen mishpat? Because that's the way to stay alive. Otherwise, people will steal from you. Rashi says di lesa b'chlal dinim ein lo chayim. Hakel goes to Moshe, everyone will come to rob from her, and she'll steal from other people. So that is a svara that Nisha has to do with the lab of Leisigzel. Because they have to stay alive. Avul Koifer, Eimov, let's say your shore kills somebody, that you have to pay Koifer, maybe Ish.